Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:13. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. Definitely getting lots and lots of messages about the water pressure all over the area. We've got messages as far as Linksfield, Glen Hazel, Fairmount, and Raydean. It is pretty much seems to be a problem. We want to check in and understand exactly what is going on, if there is an answer to it. Councillor Daniel Shea is the councillor for the DA, the Democratic Alliance, Ward 72. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. And yourself, Howard?
I am good. Thank you. What is the situation? Are we aware that there's a problem?
So yesterday morning we got some warnings that the south of Johannesburg would be affected by an outage at the Sakerbosch purification plant. And then that wasn't going to affect us as far as we knew, but it's apparently in terms of their supplies ran low and it's affected the entire network. So the whole south, east and northeast of the city currently have low water. But the plant is back up and running. There's one pump that tripped again this morning, but I think they're working on that. But in general, most of the plant is up and running. It's just a case of refilling the reservoirs, which emptied last night.
So in other words, the that it might be that there's low water pressure or very little water for some parts of today, but it should be building up and we should get back to normal. There is no major outage that we need to be aware of.
So there was the outage yesterday. We're in the recovery phase now, but there's a bit of the chain reaction. But at the moment, we're looking like we're recovering. We should be probably back to normal by late afternoon, evening type situation. But I'm trying to get official confirmation on that. But there's going forward, it's looking positive. So I think we're good in the future.
And in terms of, while I've got you on, I might as well ask you this, in terms of the work that's being done in parts of your ward, the Glen Hazel area, I know that there's been a lot of digging and a lot of happenings. Is that making decent progress?
So it is making decent progress. They had to stop a little bit for a little bit of bureaucracy. They had to bring in do a meeting with small to medium enterprises and bring one of those on board for 30% of the contract as stipulated by government regulations. So they did that this week. I think they're about to appoint them and then they can go full speed ahead again. But they are making good progress, and in fact the project itself has just been allocated a little bit more budget and they're going to be expanding the scope of it, so it should be very positive.
That is great news, and thanks for coming on to keep us up to date. That's Councillor Daniel Shea talking about the water situation. There was a problem yesterday. It should in theory have not affected these areas, but it did. It means that there is low pressure as some of the reservoirs ran out of water because of that situation, but the situation as far as he knows has been resolved and we should start seeing normal water pressure, whatever that might mean, in Johannesburg sometime later or during the course of today.